Morning, folks.
Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I do appreciate you tuning in this morning. Should be a lot of fun today. I've got a couple of incredibly knowledgeable guests.
Are we sitting in their seats?
I was going to say, when do they show up?
We're going to talk NCAA basketball today. I can't wait. It's the favorite time of the year, other than this year, the last three, since Illinois hasn't been participating. But with Illinois not participating, it kind of gives me an opportunity to step back and look at it from an unbiased observation perspective, right? Does that make sense?
I'm always unbiased.
You don't have to lie to us. You're watching spring training by now.
You got a point. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, it's Mr. Justin Hodges. Justin, thank you so much
for
coming out here.
Hey,
I do appreciate it.
3 for 4 or 4 for 5 in making it. So.
You're doing great.
That's not a bad average.
You're way ahead
of the game. Yeah, last night I thought we might need to get a new robe.
Is that right? Well, I know on my right, at least for the time being, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brian Wheeze Turner. How you doing, Wheeze?
Struggle bussing, but we'll get through it.
Well, Brian is the sports editor and second chief bottle washer down there at the Wayne County Press, and Justin's bona fides are he has been watching basketball forever and ever. Amen. And he's a coach at the New Hope. How much does coaching at New Hope help, you think? When it comes to putting together a men's college basketball bracket,
absolutely none.
I've seen him coach. I believe that.
Hey, I did refuse to inbound the basketball one time. So
one of the more entertaining junior high games I've ever.
Now done. Wait, well, I got to hear this story.
Yeah, this story needs put on the air
before we get into the hoops. The NCAA term. I need to hear about refusing to throw the ball
in. This was probably my first or second year coaching out there, and I've been there 12 years. And we were up about 30 with 3 minutes to go.
By the way, congratulations again on your success this season. Outstanding season.
Thank you. We was up 30 on the team. I believe it was Noble. And I took all my starters out and put my 5th and 6th graders in. And she started pressing and getting easy layups. So I just told the girls to put the ball down, not inbound it. Made Steve Baker do a 5 count every time. And we just played inbounds defense and worked on that.
We're going to work on defense the rest of the game if you're going to press.
That's great.
So
she never did catch on either.
They got mad. They told us to play basketball. So
why? I was going to say. I mean, how close did it end up getting?
Probably 18-20.
I think the only two in the gym laughing were me and Steve.
Is that right?
Well, Steve's 5 counts were probably 15. To be honest with you.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it took a while.
Two. Well, that's great. Well, you see, that what you were doing was you were working on skills.
No, I was mad. I was trying not to put my stars back in and run it up on them is what I was trying not to do. But
yeah. Well, you know, that I guess, how much time was left? Do you
about
remember?
3 minutes.
Yeah, there's no point in that. Well, that's a good story. I like that. I got to tell you, I'm not sure we'll see any of that this weekend.
Well, you may buy Chattanooga. They get up on us a lot, so.
Oh, is that right? Well, we're going to talk this weekend about the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Let's talk first about the brackets coming out before we get into who's playing who and what we're going to pick. We're going to go over our brackets, who we're picking, I think.
Oh, was I supposed to do that?
Have you done it, Chad?
We'll wing it.
Okay.
You filled out your women's bracket before you did the men's, didn't you?
Let's talk about
UConn.
Bracket. UConn. Okay, we're done.
Brianna Stewart.
Did you see
this covered?
Did you see the, by the way, before we do, we can talk about the women's bracket. Did you see the 538, the ESPN 538 number on the percentage chance of
70%?
UConn has a 70% chance to win the tournament.
Well, Notre Dame women have only
against
lost.
The field.
They're like 101-1 in the last 4 years, and 0-4 against UConn. So
yeah.
They basically
But so 70, like you hear 70% chance of winning the tournament doesn't sound. I mean, it's an average, but when you consider that's among everyone,
that's winning 6 games in a row.
By comparison, Kansas number one of the men, they're 19%.
Yeah. So it's and that seems high.
Even Kentucky last year went in undefeated. They were, I think, 39%.
Oh, is that right?
But Buss did get Indiana back to the tournament also. nine seed. So
we'll get the well. That's good, Tyra. You know, she's a star. Is it their first year back in?
No, it's second. She's sophomore.
I gotta say, I thought she got in previously.
No, it's our first year back in since 2002.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. She's a junior, isn't she?
No, she's sophomore.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to the Lady Hoosiers. I know we've got a bunch of Tyra Buss fans living over in Wabash County and probably all over Southern Illinois. All right. Sunday, they come out. They announce they're going to do the two-hour show to start the tournament.
Is that 2 hours or 6 hours?
Who all is going to go by the choices that Charles Barkley was making? Raise your hands.
Boy, you got to believe in the round mound. So
Charles Barkley. I only remember who he took. So I just remember him not figuring out the touchscreen.
See, that was the thing. Charles Barkley. He took the favorites in every game. He took the seeds.
Oh well, then I'm with Sir Chuck.
He took the seed. Sir Chalk now. I got to tell you, that was the most frustrating 2 hours I've spent in a long time.
Well, if you was on Twitter, you found out what happened an hour before. So,
well, yeah, I did kind of catch that, but that just made you want to. That just made you get angrier at CBS, didn't you?
We completely missed it until afterwards because we were in a
we're at a pole
barn in the middle of Southern Illinois.
Absolutely, he's the only place in Southern Illinois that has no reception whatsoever on cell phone.
So you're out there watching so you had no idea that the Twitter verse was blowing up.
No.
That's great.
Oh, Frank Martin said he got a text during the first bracket.
And they didn't make it, right? South Carolina.
And he didn't know whether to believe it or not. One, if I know his team doesn't make it, I'm not texting him.
That's a jerk move only I would pull off.
Who would do that?
Yeah,
that
it'd be me. I'm not going to lie.
Frank Martin, the head coach at
South Carolina.
Former head coach at Kansas State, has the best scowl in college basketball, the scariest scowl. It makes you wonder how...
What's Bruce Pearl up to?
He's in... he's not Houston. Houston's Kelvin Sampson. Where is
Auburn?
Pearl? Auburn. Yes, that's it.
Auburn. Well, you see now, but with...
Bruce obviously sweats more when he's scowling.
But only Frank Martin would be able to scare... Michael Beasley into getting through college without getting suspended.
It did work.
And then he got away from fake Frank Martin and just kind of went crazy.
Beasley actually ever went to college. I think he just showed up for practices.
Well, now that makes
that was the wrong blue team.
That's true.
Was he supposed to play for your blue team?
No, I mean just that was a Kentucky joke.
Oh, okay. I got you. I thought you meant your blue team as opposed to...
If it makes you feel any better, no Kentucky fan got that joke either, so...
they didn't crank the radio enough.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Brian Turner along with Justin Hodges, and we're talking NCAA men's basketball. I've got a couple minutes before we go to break. Did you have any impressions of the first time you saw the brackets? Who's your immediate thought? Who's getting hosed here? Who's having a real nice?
I think both our teams because they might have to see each other soon.
I can't tell you exactly what I said when I first saw the brackets.
Well, you see Indiana having to play Kentucky eventually, right? Yeah.
And then we got to get past the mocks. The mocks are good.
You like
people think I'm kidding, but I don't know if we get to Saturday. So
Chattanooga is a good team.
Yeah,
Chattanooga is a good team.
We got. For Big Ten regular season champ by two games.
Justin Hodges, by the way, is an Indiana fan, for those of you who do not realize.
We got hosed more. The last team since us was Illinois in 2004 that got seeded as low as the Big Ten regular season champs.
Really?
Yep.
That was when Illinois ended up losing to Cincinnati, right?
I believe so.
That's the year before they made the Final Four.
Yeah,
run.
They beat Duke and lost to Cincinnati, I think.
2005, who'd they lose to?
Shut up.
Almost Arizona.
Almost
down 14 to them and made a comeback.
Almost Arizona. We're talking NCAA basketball here on the Bruce Dickey Show. And along with Wheeze and Justin, we'll be back. The Wheeze and Time and Bruce Show. We'll be back after these.
Well, every time the wife talks, baby gets mentioned, I'm so broke. attention. Lord, how it tears me up to see her cry. Oh, I've been spending all my nights on the internet looking for a clue and ain't found one yet. Just a bunch of more cars, guitars, and other stuff I can't buy.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Got guests across the way. It's Brian Turner, Wheeze from the newspaper, along with Justin Hodges. Time, for those of you who know him nearly and dearly. And Wheeze and Time is here. As we are going to talk NCAA basketball.
As it is most mornings.
I say, sound like we're out of shape.
Well, you've lost weight. The Wheeze is like a fragment of what he used to be. Fragment being what, three halves? No.
Three. We're going to start. It's a fraction, not a fragment.
Yeah, okay. We're going to start counting fraction. The stones.
Oh, they see, now that's not. Did you get that one right?
I have no idea. I never know if I'm right.
A stone's approximately 14 pounds?
Yeah, it is 14 pounds per stone.
Yeah.
You did get that one.
Yep, so we did.
Good. Good. We're talking NCAA tournament today.
That's how you get to be champs.
That's probably true. Where do you want to start here, fellas? Tonight's big games. You know, I don't know anything about
this. One of the better Tuesday night games.
The Vandy-Wichita State game. Wichita State really kind of surprised me that they barely made it in the tournament. I thought that they were solidly in, and they barely make it in. Did that surprise anybody?
Most of the computer rankings had them as a top 15 team this year.
Yeah.
And then they get an 11 seed.
Well, I actually thought they made the 7-10 game, so they're not far off of there. It just...
You see them beating the SEC, Vandy?
No.
No? You think Vandy beats them in Dayton?
I think Vandy's better than where they're seated also.
They had
a bad stretch late.
That's a 50-50 game probably. And the thing is, though, the winner of that, their next game is probably a 50-50 game with Arizona.
See, that's the other thing. I was kind of surprised to see. Well, first of all, Arizona has – aren't they in the same, like – quadrant with another Pac-12 team or something? For some reason, they loaded one of those quadrants. It may not have been that one.
No, they don't. They'll meet Miami if they get past their first game.
Oh, okay.
And then you got Iowa, Temple, and Nova.
Oh, it was the one above them. It's Cal and Colorado are in the same eight.
Yeah.
In the same octet. All right, so we're not picking a game tonight then. It doesn't matter for us because that spot just goes forward, right?
I'm picking Vandy, so it doesn't matter.
I'm taking Wichita State.
Of course you guys would.
2-1, you're out.
Well, you guys got to be
going Survivor style.
You like Florida Gulf Coast tonight, huh?
Yes.
Wheeze?
Yeah.
Any idea?
To me, that looks like a bad basketball game. I'll take Dickinson.
That's still the most fun I've had.
Somebody's got to root for him.
When did they schedule that, by the way? Is is Fairleigh Dickinson Florida Gulf Coast first?
No.
Or is that going to be the second game?
They are first, yes. They're the 5:40 game or something like that.
Okay.
5:40 and 8:10.
All right, so then tomorrow night, how in the world did Tulsa get in the tournament? Somebody tell me the truth. Somebody tell me who paid who to get
pictures.
Tulsa in the tournament.
There was only like 8% of the bracket of Tulsa that had Tulsa in. I don't even know if it was that high. This is the biggest oddity they said they had ever.
Of course, you know that means they're winning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going all the way.
And I know there's probably some memory bias, but it seems like every year the team that everyone complains about winds up winning their first round.
Well, you know, that leads you to the team they're playing tomorrow night. And I hate to bring this up while Justin's here, but
Michigan outplayed us. I have no qualms about that. We got two more days of rest. Robert Johnson's getting a little bit healthier. You know, Juwan Morgan gets healthier. Colin Hartman took a bad
steal. I heard Duke fans making the same excuse.
I'm not making an excuse.
No, I'm not making an excuse. I'm sorry. Except making the same happiness. So, you know, I'm glad Notre Dame beat us.
I'm glad
Duke got the rest too.
And this is when Wheeze became single.
All right, are we all three taking Michigan over Tulsa?
Yes.
Presumably. Holy Cross and Southern. Holy Cross, apparently the worst team ever to get in the tournament, or one of them.
Bill Carmody made his appearance. Come on.
You know, what do you think? What if you're a Northwestern fan and you see Bill Carmody getting into the tournament? That must make you want to kick your dog.
Well, they deserve to make it before, to be honest with you. So
Northwestern did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But now Bill Carmody gets in with the Holy. We're taking Southern, I presume.
Yeah, but that's another 50-50 game.
I'll go with the Fighting Carmody's.
I'm glad I'm not writing these down. All right, let's start over in the Midwest. Let's start over in the South. We'll start over in the South, Kansas. I presume we're going to take Kansas.
I'm taking all one seeds the first round. So
all one seeds, yeah, all the way around.
Ship them.
How do you like Colorado, Connecticut? UConn is, they fought their way in. They had the 70-foot shot, and Colorado's the Pac-12. I guess the question is the Pac-12 for real? What do we think about that?
They do exist, so it's a real conference.
All grown up, yeah, and everything. But it's March. Take UConn.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
You can't go against UConn on that one.
You got a point. You've got a point. Then underneath that, you've got South Dakota State. That's the Jackrabbits, right?
Turtles versus the Hares.
Yep. Everybody knows the turtle wins this one, so.
Every time. If I learned anything as a child.
You're not taking South Dakota State over Maryland, are you? Either?
No. Okay. Take the turtle.
Turtle. Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking, yeah, the Hares. All right. You're right. Cal, Hawaii.
Hawaii's a trendy sleeper pick.
Yeah, that is a fancy
pick. I would like to take Hawaii, but I'm afraid Jalen Brown and Ivan Rabb are going to be
tough matchup.
So
Cal is really talented, and folks, these folks say, well, how Cal is so talented. How'd they get so talented? Well, how'd they end up losing 10 games with three number one draft picks?
They started slow.
Freshmen.
Yeah, they started real slow.
Their best players are freshmen.
Have they not won like 8 of 9 going into the tournament?
So we're taking Cal then?
Yes.
I am, yeah.
Cal versus Maryland.
And Hawaii is a team, if they got a different number 4 or 5, it would be even trending.
Well, they're not that deep, though, either. So I can see right. You wanting. But I'll go with you on
Cal. Iowa State's a 4. If they get them, I'd be more likely to take them against Iowa State.
Right. Cal, Maryland. Are you taking Kansas over Connecticut? That'll be a big one.
I'm taking Kansas over Connecticut.
Yes.
All right, Connecticut, the Cinderella ends in the second round. And Maryland, Cal, we're on Cal, right?
I got Maryland.
Maryland, the 5 over 4?
I'm going Cal on that one.
Okay, well, I'll break the tie. I'll break the tie. I'm going to go Maryland, too. I like you, Tom. I'm Big Ten all the way, huh?
Actually, Maryland's not played it like it, but they have a roster that they could easily win 6 games, get hot over the next 3 weeks.
Putting Kansas over Maryland?
No.
Maryland beats Kansas.
I got Maryland in the Final Four.
All right. How about you, Weiss?
I'm not that crazy.
You've got Kansas getting out that third round,
yes,
and getting to the fourth round, I presume. Well, we'll get to that. Arizona, Vandy, Wichita State. That's a close one. We talked about a minute ago. We're going to take Arizona in that, the 6? Or are we going to take you're going to take Vandy?
That's one. Even money, I would take Arizona, but in a pool where you get bonus points for a seed or whatever, I'm taking the play-in winner.
There he is. Miami of Florida against Buffalo. I'm taking Miami through to the Sweet 16 for sure, maybe farther. And unless you guys want to argue Buffalo, I presume not.
Nah.
Right? Iowa.
Unless it's the Bills.
Still like their
Temple,
wings, but
do you have Temple trying to set up that Villanova matchup?
The
Philadelphia Bowl matchup?
I like Iowa. I like just about all the Big Ten teams in the first round.
Yeah, I got
that. They got hosed on seeds, but I still like their chances.
All right, gentlemen, I have to tell you, in case you didn't see it last week, Iowa lost to Illinois.
Yeah, but Illinois actually played
well. All right, let me remind you, Justin. There was something that happened last week. Iowa lost to Illinois.
Trust me, I've seen bad basketball teams. I know Illinois is one of them.
But, they also won at Michigan State.
Yep.
Who is everyone's
trendy pick. Hadn't Iowa lost like 7 or 8 out of their last 10 games?
Yeah, they have stumbled.
All right, you guys go ahead.
They were number 2 in the nation at one point.
Guys go ahead and take your Hawkeyes. I'm not. I'm going to take Temple. I have taken Temple on mine. Villanova, I presume, no problem. We're going to take all the 2s in the first round, I presume. Does anybody have an upset too?
Yes.
Nope.
All right. Taking Villanova versus Temple or Iowa. I'm going to go.
I have Iowa Sweet 16 losing to Miami. So.
Okay, well, I like that. I've got Miami getting the Final 8 too. Actually, I've got Miami getting the Final 4. I got them beating. I have them beating Kansas. What are you thinking, Weeze, on that bottom side of the South?
Been a lot of money betting non Villanova, but I'm still taking them to get through to Kansas.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make Elite Eight.
I
have a hard time betting against Iowa because I think they're getting I think they're going to rebound.
And I have a hard time betting on Villanova. I have a real.
There's only one.
They don't win a whole lot of tournament games.
No.
So well, that's why I'll go ahead and give Villanova over Temple. But I just I wouldn't be surprised they lose. But that's what I pick.
Well, if Temple
never be surprised by a Villanova loss. No.
I say, well, if Temple beats Iowa, they're going to beat or Nova's going to beat Temple. I just don't think Nova.
So
beats
I've got
Iowa.
Miami coming out of this. I've got Miami beating Kansas.
I have Maryland.
You've got Maryland coming out of this.
I'm taking Kansas.
You've got Kansas. All right. So the entire confusion here on the Bruce Dickey show.
Well, to be honest, we've probably got the smart pick.
Well,
I'm
smart.
Too Big Ten
risk, but you know, you and I, we're going for it here. Time, come on.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's go down to the West. I've got Oregon to the Final Four, so I'm gonna
I have Texas A&M to the Final Four.
There are a lot of other. I think everybody else has taken.
I went Oklahoma.
You got Oklahoma,
yeah.
So we've got three different teams going to the Final Four. In the early part, St. Joe, Cincinnati. Cincinnati's tough.
I got St. Joe.
I like Cincinnati. I like
Cincinnati because they're very physical.
I think taking all four nines in a parlay is be a fun bet this year.
No kidding.
You can do that. You'll be. Yeah. No, you won't be there, will you?
Nope. First year in 6 years. I'm going to Vegas this week. Wow. It's next weekend.
Good for you. So what are you doing instead?
Laundry. I assume I'll find some beer. And
working.
Oh, wait, I meant volleyball. Wait, can you do both?
Baylor Bears versus Yale. Are we going to set up a Baylor-Duke matchup?
I got Baylor. Yale is another one that has been the trendy sleeper pick, losing their captain and all the stuff they're going through on campus.
You know, you're the one already in trouble with Sloniker. I'm going to get in trouble, too. Go UNC Wilmington.
There would be nothing better than
– unabashedly rooting for Wilmington.
Well, I know you're saying go, but I'm picking them.
Duke.
I've picked them.
Duke's the first game on Thursday.
Yeah.
There'd be nothing better than them being the first loss.
And UNC Wilmington's a tough team. UNC Wilmington they will run, and Duke is short. Duke is a short bench, and no, that's Alaska, isn't it? I can't remember what UNC.
What is Wilmington?
It's not the Seahawks.
It's Sea something.
It's Sea something.
I told you I'm not very informative.
Seaweed.
Seahawks. Yeah.
All right, I'm taking the Wilmington. All right,
I got to wear my Russell Wilson shirt during that game.
When do you guys have Oregon losing? If you've got Oregon losing,
I got them Elite Eight.
Okay, how about you, Weez?
I got them losing the Elite Eight to Oklahoma.
Okay, so Baylor, you guys have Baylor versus Duke. I've got Baylor versus UNC Wilmington. I've got Baylor coming out of that.
I have Duke coming out of that.
Duke.
Face Oregon.
Okay, so you see Oregon beating Duke. All right, let's go to the bottom part there. When you look at Texas, this is an intriguing one. We've talked a little bit about Northern Iowa before. Texas A&M is so tough. They'll beat Green Bay.
Which Northern Iowa team's going to show up?
That's exactly right.
I'm
the
going
one that
with
beat Carolina and beat Wichita State twice.
Evansville. And Evansville played a good ball.
Evansville got hosed, first of all.
Evansville, that was fun. But
they should have been. No, they didn't get the NIT bid, and that's ridiculous.
They didn't get NIT?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm surprised I didn't realize that. Who are you going to take?
I have Texas A&M beating UNI to get to the Sweet 16. So.
I had Northern Iowa also there.
Because Texas, they're saying they're hopeful that Ridley can play 15 to 20 minutes. So if they're hopeful he can play, that means he may not.
Oregon State, I like Gary Payton over VCU, and I from what I understand, I'm the only person in the world.
No, I got Oregon State, but after talking to Weez, I would like to change my pick, but I'm not going to.
I was going to say, talking to Weez really makes me rethink things.
And everyone's actually, Oregon State's probably the pick that I just don't see how they got a 7. They're more of a 10 to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I'm not super high on VCU, but I'm super high on VCU when they're playing Oregon State.
You've got Oklahoma going all the way out, right?
Right.
And all the way out to the
I got them in the Final Four.
Final Four. I've got I'm going to have Oklahoma going out and losing to Oregon. So I've got Oregon State losing to Oklahoma. Who do you have?
If Oregon plays Baylor.
You got A&M beating Oregon?
I have A&M beating Oklahoma and then beating Oregon.
But okay. If you do get an Oregon-Baylor game, do you risk turning on the good TV and having those colors blow everything out?
Where are they playing?
Let's see. I'm not sure the location.
Oregon's
in
Spokane, and then they're in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
And then they're hoping to get to Houston, but...
See, Anaheim, they don't have the... Anaheim's got a nice floor. They don't have the wild, painted floor.
I was thinking the jerseys more than the floor, but yeah, you put them on Oregon's floor.
That's the ugliest floor.
That'd be bright.
It's awful.
Have they ever played football?
Second ugliest. Duke still has a gym.
Has Baylor? Has Baylor ever played football against Oregon? I mean, you're talking the
That'd be some offense, wouldn't it?
That'd be a lot of offense and a lot of horrific colors. You're talking golf ball
yellow.
Depends
on which one of the 49 combinations each team goes with.
We're going to talk about the other two brackets as well as the final four when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Congress.
Trying to find my happy place, boy. Of course I'm playing the Talking Heads. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW. I'm not playing Sturgill again. I already played it. I could play the Chris Knight song. I played that for you last time, right?
I know, but everybody likes Chris Knight.
I like the Talking Heads, so there! This is the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390
except
and WFIW.
Talking Heads or Skip Bayless.
Well, yeah,
yeah, nobody
the show.
Likes those.
Not the show. Bruce Dickey here along with Justin Hodges and Brian Turner. Wheeze. It's wheezing time. And Bruce, and we hope you're enjoying it. It's the NCAA.
Easy there, Eeyore.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take a look at the East. Bro. The East is kind of a tough bracket, huh?
You mean Point Guard Central?
Is that what that is?
Look at the top bracket. You got Chris Dunn. You got Marcus Page. You got Euless. You got Yogi Ferrell, as Kenny Smith would call him.
Ferrell.
Is he calling him Ferrell? I didn't see that.
I didn't know he's a...
Does he wear a hat?
He's just a coach on The Voice, I guess.
Kenny Smith wasn't well-educated. We know this.
Went to North Carolina. Well, how about that?
He could dunk between his legs off the backboard, though.
All right, we're all taking North Carolina over FGCU or whichever one.
Dunk City.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I'm talking Fairly. About Vegas, though. That was the most fun I've probably had in Vegas is watching that Dunk City team out
did
there.
Did anybody – now, you were out in Vegas, so sports gambling is legal. Had anybody bet on them? Maybe the second game?
Actually, I want to say it was the third one. Nobody believed the first two times. Everyone believed the third, and then it ended.
Well, now, here's the question. Is he still out at USC?
Yeah.
Their coach, yeah, that could be second round.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I didn't realize they were in the same bracket.
It won't be, but it could be.
North Carolina, we're taking them. USC, Providence. I took Providence. Me too. I think Providence is tough.
Chris Dunn's going to be too much for them.
We talked a little bit ago about the Mocs being so tough at Chattanooga.
I actually think, obviously, I'm a diehard Indiana fan. I think we have the worst matchup of the fives, but I'm going to take us to win. I mean,
I took Indiana.
So I'm more interested than Lady Mocs.
Did you take Indiana?
I took Indiana.
All right.
Brittany Johnson, Lady Mock coach.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Really? From Alney?
From Alney, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. That's the
Yeah, she's at Chattanooga.
Did they make the tournament?
I don't know on that.
Is her name UConn?
They still won 68 on that tournament too, didn't they?
So we 64. Actually watched that last night, but I can't remember if they made it or not.
Oh, good.
I was just looking for Indiana.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, they played Mississippi State.
Kevin Greyhouse and I watched it.
All right. We're taking
the 12 seed.
Nobody's taking Stony Brook, I presume.
I am.
They aren't. You're taking Stony Brook over UK?
I hope Kentucky fans are watching Cardinal baseball by Thursday night. I probably don't have a job anymore.
It was nice having a job for a while.
Thanks, JT.
So I'm homeless and he's unemployed.
There you go.
That's a win-win combination right there.
Oh, you guys better pick right there.
I took Kentucky.
All right, you're taking Kentucky. Yeah. All right, that leads us to presumably I took Carolina into the next round and
I took Carolina over Providence.
All right, IU Kentucky. Here it is, boys. You got to defend your team. Let's
I'm
go.
Speaking
what
with my heart.
Do?
Actually, I think that's a coin flip game.
I do too.
Kentucky's size would probably get us
60-40, but
But I'm taking Indiana. I can't pick against Indiana in that game.
I really do like Yogi.
I'll be rooting for Indiana. But
I really do kind of like Yogi as a better point guard than Ulis. Let me rephrase that. More consistent.
How about that? Offensively, yes. Defensively, probably not.
There's not one Kentucky fan that'll agree with you, but I do.
That's probably true.
If you talk to a Kentucky fan, old Ulis could part the Red Sea. But
well, and Kentucky is so long. I did take Kentucky, but I think Yogi's probably the best player in the game.
They don't have anybody to stop Troy Williams.
No, that's right.
Well, and plus, we got about 18 guys that can shoot threes.
Defend all you want. I took Kentucky.
Hey,
what do you? Who'd you?
You got to be. You got to be wrong at some point.
That's exactly right. Who'd you take, Weiss?
I'm taking Kentucky, but rooting for Indiana.
Yeah. I guess
I like our matchup with Indiana
conference.
Better.
I'll tell you what's wrong real quick before we stay on this. Both those teams deserve to play the second weekend, so them having to play first weekend is wrong.
Well, Kentucky getting the five as a Big Ten champion.
No, Indiana.
Indiana getting, like you said, as the Big Ten champion, getting a five is just
wrong. If both of them get a three seed, I don't blink an eye.
No, as opposed to
4 and 5.
Yeah,
there's too much Pac-12 and Big 12 or whatever they call them. Bias.
Utah gets beat by 30 and gets a three seed. Gets beat by 30. Oh well. Carolina, IU or Kentucky?
Carolina.
I got Carolina coming out of that one. I'm trying to remember who I picked.
They're the best team in the nation outside Kansas, and Marcus Paige isn't even playing that well.
See, the bad deal is you guys are going to giggle at me. I've got Xavier winning the region.
Xavier's never made a Final Four.
I'm not going to giggle. I'm going to openly mock you. I am going to point at you with shame.
I like Xavier.
I thought they were the weakest two seed.
They've never made a Final Four.
Our second weekend matchups are ridiculous.
I like Xavier. They're going to beat Wisconsin. They're going to beat. Maybe West Virginia gets them, but I don't think they do.
I have Notre Dame, West Virginia, then West Virginia.
Notre Dame's tough with their length.
So you've got Notre Dame. We all take Notre Dame moving down the bracket. We're all taking Notre Dame, presumably, right?
Yep.
We're all taking West Virginia over SF Austin. Pitt, Wisconsin's a toss-up.
SF Austin has won 20 in a row, but then you go look at who they played, and they don't have a top 100
win. I'm assuming Pitt and Wisconsin's a toss-up. Who you taking? I'll take Wisconsin, Big Ten, but that's just
I'm me. Taking Wisconsin.
All right, how about you? What are you taking, Ty?
I'm taking Pitt, even though I'd like to take Wisconsin.
Like I told you, I'm taking Xavier. Who do you have beating Xavier?
I got West Virginia beating Xavier.
You got the same thing, huh? Okay, so you got West Virginia beating Notre Dame. That sets up a Carolina versus
West Virginia.
Yep. I know he took North Carolina, I'm presuming, right?
I took the Fighting Weezers.
Although
you're taking the Fighting Weezers? All right.
I'm taking Carolina, but West Virginia's a solid auction value.
We'll see. I took Xavier. Speaking of solid, maybe they'll be out in the first round. Who knows?
I say you believe in Chris Mack more than I do.
I guess I do. All right, look at the Midwest. That's exactly why I took it, because of Derek Doug.
that is not the way to pick your brackets.
They ever play Duquesne in the tournament, we're throwing a party.
Xavier versus Duquesne. All right, I'll Duquesne. I like that. All right, the Midwest. Virginia, we're all taking them. Texas Tech, Butler.
I took Butler.
Like I said, I got all nine seeds.
Really?
All four.
I think they're overseeded there. I think they're lucky to make the tournament. Personally, so I'll take Tech. I got Purdue over Little Rock, although Little Rock is tough.
I got Purdue and I got Iowa State.
Yep.
We're taking the chalk there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that gets Texas Tech or Butler versus Virginia. Presumably you guys have Virginia going out.
Yeah. Yep.
How far do you have Virginia going?
That's as far.
I got them losing to Michigan State, so.
I have them losing to Michigan State as well. You've got, who do you have, Iowa State?
I have Purdue beating Virginia.
Purdue, okay. I had Purdue beating Iowa State as well. I've got Virginia beating Purdue. And is that what you got, Weez, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. About a half of that. Seton Hall, Gonzaga.
I actually went both upsets there. I went Zags, Fresno State.
I'm going the Zags. I didn't take Fresno State.
Fresno State's okay. They
give Gonzaga a high seed, they'll lose it. You give them a low seed, they're going to win.
Yeah, the thing. It's 11's a low one, yeah.
Any college that will hire Jerry Tarkanian at some point gets my vote for at least one win.
You had LV.
He just convinced me. I'm on board.
The guy would eat towels. Come on.
The guy was
one of my favorite coaches ever.
Yeah. I took, I believe I took, actually, I think I took Seton Hall.
See,
I thought they were on a run.
I wouldn't be surprised if Seton Hall makes the Sweet 16, but I just like Gonzaga. Kyle Wiltshire.
And actually, I took Seton Hall over Utah as well. I've got Seton Hall getting out there. So mine's different from you guys.
Yeah, Seton Hall's last loss was Butler.
The world is made up of all kinds of different people. I do have Michigan State getting out there.
Yeah, I have Dayton beating Syracuse and then Sparty, too. And then I got Sparty beating them.
Although Syracuse in one of those where you get bonus for lower seed isn't a bad pick either. That's a 50-50 game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they struggle without their coach, but eight of their losses.
Who do you got?
No, they went 4-5 without.
Was it 4-5? Okay.
Who you got going Final Four?
Yeah,
I got Sparty.
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 Sparty. We're all taking Michigan State. Okay, so
every time Michigan State's been a 2 seed, they've made the championship game.
You can always count on Izzo winning at least one more game past this seed.
Yeah, and if he wins the first game of the weekend, you can always count on him winning the second one, typically, because he's just such a good adjustment
turnaround,
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that 2-day turnaround stuff to prepare.
And there aren't too many guys like that. There aren't too many coaches like that. You got guys who mainly win on talent, like Chapel Hill.
Well, the adjustment, you know, I mean, you would have Izzo, you'd have Grow. What?
Well, maybe not.
Bruce Weber.
Bruce Weber. That's the thing. There is one former Illinois coach, or two former Illinois coaches in this tournament. You've got Oklahoma, and you've got Kansas.
Kruger himself.
Yeah.
Moved on to greener pastures.
Why did I bring it up?
First time Oklahoma's ever been called greener pastures.
this was funny until I talked about it. Okay, Final Four. I've got Michigan State. I've got Xavier. I've got Michigan State getting to the finals. And I've got Oklahoma versus Miami. Pardon me, Oregon versus Miami. I've got Oregon getting to the finals. Okay, what do you have in your Final Four there?
I have UNC against Sparty. Sparty making the final. And I got Maryland, Texas A&M. Even though Maryland's a heart pick, I'd probably go Miami or Kansas if I was truly picking out of that. But I'd have Texas A&M in the final. They impressed me against Kentucky. I know Kentucky won that game, but Texas A&M's legit.
A&M stayed with them all the time. And yeah, neutral court. Yeah, that was a neutral court, but it really wasn't neutral. Nashville was basically
was
Lexington
Kentucky.
Yeah,
South.
And I think A&M has the easiest bracket to make a run as a 3 seed, so.
That makes some good sense. What do you think, Weez?
I had two number ones, two number twos. Number one's on top, and then
Kansas and Carolina.
And then Oklahoma, Michigan State on the bottom. And the right side, I got UNC barely beating Michigan State. That game scares me if we even get past Kentucky or Indiana.
Yeah. The East is a tough, tough region.
The South, top to bottom, is probably tough, but Carolina's path, I think, is the toughest for the one.
Well, yeah, because Providence, if you get them in round two, you guys should beat them, but Providence is no joke.
Did you leave Kansas in the top?
And even if, say, Xavier doesn't, I think Xavier's a weak too, but that's at Philly too.
Did you get did you get Kansas to win the first semifinal?
Yes.
All right, so
I got them over Oklahoma.
You've got Kansas versus North Carolina. I've got Michigan State versus Oregon. You've got Michigan State versus
A&M.
I took Sparty. I feel horrible for doing it, but
your brother loves you.
Yeah, he's the only one. Who'd you take?
Sparty.
You got to take Sparty. Same
which,
thing.
Which means they're not going to win probably first game.
Like, that's the thing. That's the thing, Tom. He loves you more than me anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm a likable person.
That's exactly right.
He's affable.
He is affable. All right, so you've got Carolina versus Kansas, a battle of number ones. That's a big – look, he's trying not to take North Carolina. Look at him sweating.
No,
he's turning
I don't
around.
Want to admit publicly that I'm taking Kansas.
You take Kansas.
This is Bill Self's year again.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, they are loaded.
And it is actually, I think it could be a very similar championship game to that Memphis game, where Memphis wanted to get up and down, and Kansas dictated the pace, and I think it went overtime still. But
it did go overtime because Chalmers.
I thought Memphis vacated that.
Chalmers hit the shot.
Oh yeah, I forgot that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it was Kansas over blank,
just like the 2005 Heisman.
All right. Any sleepers that we haven't mentioned here? Who do you think is a chance as a 3 or under to get to the Final Four?
Let's say four or under. Virginia in there, but
we all had threes. How about a 4 or under? Because it seems like the last couple of years, there's always been one crazy team get in. Who do you think?
Purdue.
You think Purdue?
I think they can at least win 2 games past their seed. I don't know about Final Four, but I like their shot of advancing.
If I'm looking, because I'm not going to go below a 5 seed on that, because I don't like many teams below that. I'd like to say Indiana, but Indiana's past too tough. I don't know if we can even get out of the first day, let the first weekend.
I hate to say it.
I was going to say Kentucky.
I'd go the Kentucky.
Kentucky's got the talent. They just, you don't know which Kentucky team's going to show up, Jekyll or Hyde. So,
hopefully, which one would you consider the bad one in that scenario?
Well, Hyde's the one that kicked a lot of butt. So.
Hopefully it's Hyde, but no.
Jekyll's just nice. Like, here, take the basketball. We don't want it.
Do you think this?
Like
it's been a year of like five or six different teams made number one.
Nine, I think.
Is that many? Is this going to be the year of the upset, you think, in this tournament?
No. I mean, there's a lot of parity, but
it's all getting back together.
It's one of those where it's parity, but it seems like it's going to be a lot of chalk.
Yeah. I don't see many upsets.
I see fewer upsets this year than what I normally would pick.
Well, who's the big hero of the tournament? You and I taking Michigan State, we're both must be thinking pretty highly of
Denzel
Washington.
Well,
I'd love for it to be Bryce Johnson.
They're going to go farther. Denzel's going to do what he does. He's one of the top players, obviously, but Forbes needs to get back on fire.
Brent Forbes is a shooter.
He hasn't been shooting well lately, but teams have been keen on him.
I was really surprised how many blocks Costello's been getting lately. He's really going crazy.
He's came a long way this year.
There's a lot of teams that haven't seen Oklahoma play this year. If Oklahoma does make that Final Four run, Buddy's going to be a star.
Oh, Buddy Hield's unreal. I mean, we know who he is,
but there's a lot of people correctly. that don't watch that don't know who he is yet.
Well, around here we don't get the Big 12.
Yeah.
You know, people here just see the SEC and the Big 10 and they don't think much about the Big 12. All right, so there you go. I've got Sparty, you've got Sparty, and you've got Kansas.
He doesn't want to do it at all.
Hey, Weez, thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Had fun.
Time. I appreciate your time. We'll see you all tonight. How's that sound?
Yep, thank you.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow. Have a great day.